T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
High fly ball, left center field, deep, back toward the wall. That ball is off the fence. Dansby running wide open from the crack of the bat, coming to the plate. He's going to score. 7-0 Braves on an RBI double by Adam Duvall. Hit hard to right field toward the corner. Pache's there. And the Atlanta Braves are going to the National League Championship Series. In the ninth inning, Shane Green hangs another zero, another shutout for the Braves pitching staff, their fourth in five postseason games. And the Braves vanquish the Miami Marlins, bringing their season to a stunning halt.
Snap back, Foles going to go to the end zone to Graham. One-handed catch, left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Bears! Oh, yeah, baby. Fourth touchdown catch of the year for one of the premier red zone weapons in NFL history.
Patrick O'Donnell with a look towards Santos. Extends his hand, kick is down, and the kick is up. It is good! Santos for the lead, 20-19 over the Bucks with a minute 13 to go. Bears are going to be 4-1. They take a knee for the final time. Bears victorious. They turn away Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, 20-19. Defense again, doing enough to get the job done.
Was it clear for you guys whether it was third or fourth down on that last play?
Yeah, we just, you're up against the clock and you're up against the I knew we had to gain a chunk, so I should have been thinking more first down instead of chunk on that down. So.
All right, that's our first lie of the NFL season right there. You know, we've had our first losses, a first incomplete pass. That was our first lie. He goes down. He's got goat written all over him for what he's done in his career. He's milked it out for a couple more years. God bless him. But he did not know what down it is. So, right. I mean, I just watched the highlights this morning and his reaction sticking up the four. He thought he had another down. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, who's probably got more comebacks in the last 2 minutes of anybody in the history of the NFL, I'm just guessing. I've seen some of them up close, but he did not know. And I'm sure he's embarrassed. I mean, it's one thing to not be able to get close enough. I mean, you give Tom Brady. I know what I've been thinking last night with 1:17 left, down
too much
one.
Time. Right.
You gave Tom Brady way too much time, even with the weapons they had last night. Some of them were injured, but he did not know what down it was to force that ball down the field. He thought he had another down, and he didn't. And he's gonna he may go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He wouldn't be the first guy. He's got like all the greats, got a huge ego. But and he's lost games in the last minute, but this is the first time he had a big, fat, huge old guy moment of forgetting what down it was.
Right.
This
right.
is very weird to even, I mean, this was the last thing I thought I'd talk about first thing on a Friday morning with all the sports and all the stuff we've got going on. And I was curious. I knew the coach would cover for him. But for Tom Brady to kind of like throw it, yeah, I should have just gone for the first. No, Tom. The reason you threw that ball down the field is because you thought you had another down to play
That's
with.
Right. That's right.
And you would have got the first down on the next one with whatever it was, 30-something seconds left. So that was a crazy one. So anyway, to say the least, Tom Brady and Tampa Bay lose to Chicago 2019. You just heard that. But yeah, for anybody that watched that. By the way, a little trivia early in the morning. I was thinking about this after the Tom Brady play last night. Does anybody remember, and this all fits together, we had picked up a San Francisco 49er player off waivers and signed him, and he picked off Tom Brady in the last seconds of one of Tom Brady's did not work out 2-minute drills, and the Dolphins won. Does anybody, I mean, literally, it was one of the greatest stories we've ever had. We pick him up, we're shorthanded, he's got to play in the secondary, and he intercepts Tom Brady down on the goal line on a long pass, and he steps in front and picks it off, and we win. And literally, he'd been with the team for just a few days. Does anybody remember that at the end? And I know you're going, all I remember is Tom Brady winning all those games late when he was in those situations. But, yeah.
I remember the play. I couldn't tell you the player's name.
I can't either. I can't either.
I remember the play, though. I do remember what you're talking about.
And the guy, you know, was like, what a great story. We just pick him up. And he ends up getting an interception off top. Can you imagine 1 week? You're either on a practice squad or he'd been waived or whatever it was, and you pick him up. He goes from either running plays for another team during practice, and now he gets to, in his first game, gets an interception off Tom Brady. I still remember that. It's crazy. Anybody up there early, because the text machine, even early in the morning, undefeated. Usually stays undefeated for anybody that can remember that play.
305-567-0560. Please give me this name now. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't want to look it up. 305-567-0560. I remember the play. I could shut my eyes and see the entire play. I cannot gauge who the guy's name was.
I just remember because it wasn't like it was some normal guy on your defense or one of your starting safeties or corners or nickelback or the dime back that was back there.
Somebody just texted Michael Thomas. It wasn't Michael Thomas, was it?
I can't remember.
No,
I'm not sure.
I don't think it was him, yeah.
Did we get Michael Thomas?
Off waivers from San Fran?
It might and by the way, it might not have been waiver. It might have been because you can pick off guys off off the practice squad. So it could have been a practice squad or a wave guy. I can't even tell you what year it was, but it was one of the few times where I'm up there and I'm going, well, we're in trouble. Brady's got the ball too much time. I mean, because that's your mindset in every NFL city. Like, oh, God.
Another text about Michael Thomas.
It must have been Michael Thomas.
It might have been Michael Thomas, right.
Whoever it was, because I think they went on and had a nice little career on special teams and got to play a little bit on – so it could have been. For if it is, we'll have to look up and see if Michael Thomas' great moments, because you can't imagine – I mean, you literally saved the game for the Dolphins by intercepting Tom Brady in a play where –
it was Michael Thomas, Joe.
Wow.
It was great Michael job. Thomas, right? Great – two texters back-to-back – actually three back-to-back. With Michael Thomas. All I did was Google
Thank
Michael
you
Thomas
very,
Miami
very much.
Dolphins, and it says the first thing here, December 10th, 2013, Thomas was signed by the Dolphins off the 49ers practice squad.
Wow.
His professional
Thank
debut
you.
The following week where he recorded an interception off New England's Patriot quarterback Tom Brady with 2 seconds left in the game to seal the victory.
That's who it was. And by the way, he's gone on to have a really, really good special teams career.
You know what team he's on now?
Giants?
He was on the Giants. He's on the Houston Texans now.
Wow, poor guy. Hey, I got to tell you something funny about Michael Thomas. Like, because of what he had gone through, the reason guys like him, he is one of the greatest leaders I've ever seen. On one of those toxic teams that we had, we're on a bus after a game going back to the airplane. And guys were bitching. I mean, you could hear guys talk, just the exact opposite of Pat Riley team. It was, they were blasting whoever the coach, whatever it was in 2013. And he put a stop to it, man. He in a real leadership way said, man, it's got to stop. Like, it's got to stop with you guys. He didn't yell and scream. He just, and they all stopped, man. said, hey, man, this is on us. You know, I don't want to hear it. You know, and I'm just back there when they used to just kind of throw us in the back and the bus.
You were stuck.
And like Michael Thomas, like four up. And the guys around him were just having a rip fest on the organization and the coaches. And he was, he stood up and I went, wow. And it was great call, you guys, early this morning.
Awesome.
Thank you. We got a lot of stuff to get to, but I literally, when I saw Tom Brady make a mistake, I go, the last time I remember that guy making a mistake, that's the biggest, the mental mistake, is throwing an interception to a guy we just picked up. And thank you, because I would have never, I thought it was another guy that we barely heard of, but what a career. That got his career really going, right? I mean, that got him going. So they go, he can play, and then they put him on special teams, and he was a beast. I mean, literally, and his leadership.
Made the Pro Bowl in 18 because of special teams with the Giants,
So he called frontline, disgruntled, first-round picks out on a bus and told them, put their head up, stop, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, and they, what are they going to say to him? He'd been knocked around, practice squad, anybody can have, listen, you're a practice squad, except for a handful of guys with the new rules for this year. Anybody can have you, man. You're literally, I mean, you're making some money, but back then, not much. And, I mean, that's even taken off, by the way. I mean, now you're making good money. And this guy, I'm a big fan. So anyway, thank you guys very much for that early in the morning. The Marlins shut out for, watched that whole damn game yesterday till the very end there. And listen, the Braves got something special. I did not realize how good their pitching was. I did know how good their hitting is. They got three of the best hitters in baseball in that lineup. But end up, they're done with a 7-0 loss yesterday. But what a season. I mean, even though they don't win a game in this series in a best of five, you can't say enough about, like, Don Mattingly should be the National League Manager of the Year off of all the things. COVID-19, wondering if they were going to have to forfeit all their games, right, and stay home and time out to all the things and putting that team together and the guys they had and the guys they were bringing from Jupiter and picked off waivers, traded a couple of guys to get a couple of fellas on that team. But Mattingly did a great job. I mean, to beat the Cubs, get down to, you know, the final four in the National League, it's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
And now it's the Dodgers and Braves, which, honestly, it should have been, and it should be a good one, should be fun to watch. The Astros, what a great story. That's been losing record in the regular season. They're now going to play either Tampa Bay or the Yankees, who are tied at 2-2. The winner of that game, they'll play to find out who's going to this World Series on this crazy year.
You know, the Yankees wanted them to play Houston.
They would love
to play Houston.
Listen, I agree there's going to be a lot of people rooting for that to happen after the history there of everything, including one team that's got super high payroll and felt they got screwed.
Right.
And the other team that's mad and sick of everybody ripping them and sticking it to everybody by what they've been able to do. That'll be fun, man. That's going to be a fun one to watch. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming up here this weekend. Really going to be fun. Tomorrow night, Miami and Clemson, 7:30 on ABC. We get to see the Etienne, Lawrence, Rodgers trio of great players for Clemson with that loaded roster of four- and five-star players. And we're going to find out where Miami is, you know, and what they have and how they match up and get a good feel. And we'll find out what their mindset is. What's your mindset when you show up? All the players know, right? I mean, the three-star guys that got recruited by the local schools are aware of the guys in their same class that were the national top 10 players that got recruited by all the big guys. And matter of fact, all the smaller guys stayed away because they realized they had no shot.
Right.
So I'm looking forward. Everybody knows all those stories, and this is not going to be about recruiting tonight or tomorrow night. It's going to be, you know, about how you play and all that stuff. But there will be a lot of stories coming out about this one. And so I just see where they are. They, you know, got nothing to lose. You got a bunch of transfer portal guys that are leading this team. And so I guess I'm like everybody.
This is the ultimate measuring test, like you said, for them.
Tomorrow night, we'll
just get so up. I know for post game, Joe, do they recruit the same players?
No, in a lot of cases they don't. In case you probably already knew that.
Well, it's kind of weird. If Miami's recruiting that guy, Clemson. If they come in and start recruiting him, you know who's winning that battle.
So it's kind of weird, right? Because I know we joke about that. They don't even recruit the same guys when some smaller school beats a bigger school, and that's the first thing we say. I don't know how many years. I feel like I've been saying that for since Jimmy Johnson was around. They don't even recruit the same guys. In this case, 80% of the time, they don't recruit the same guys. So, I mean, and it's not a shot. It's just that, again, there's a handful of schools that are able to go from Sacramento, California to Southern California is a given because it's loaded with talent down there, to Texas, to Ohio, to Florida, and then handpick guys in the South in their backyard, like Alabama and Clemson. So you can look at the roster. I looked at it last night if you want to see. You can see where some of those top guys come from, like the top linebacker, two of the top three defensive tackles, and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of weird to say that, though, Woody. I know it sounds kind of weird in the morning saying, in this case, in a lot of cases, Clemson and Miami don't recruit the same guys.
It is weird because Miami always does have a top class, but I agree with you, though, Joe. I know there's those couple of schools that are up there in kind of their own world.
You know what it used to be when I was a kid? It used to be like Notre Dame, like
USC.
USC could, you know, go. There's always been Michigan's, you know, been, but right now, I mean, there's still schools that guy's got his mind made up. He wants to go to a certain school, but yeah, those three, you wouldn't want to bet against those, right? Like,
right.
What are your chances if you find out Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State are recruiting a guy and you find out you're the fourth school?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
What are you selling? Listen, man, I promise you, you're starting the first game.
No, but that you can, right? Isn't that the best thing you could do?
Yeah. All right, we got to go to break here. We got all kinds of stuff. Once again, you know, when you hear break in your ear, you know you're running late again. Hey, I'll tell you who's never running late. Andy Cagnetta, Transworld Business Advisors. First thing in the morning, folks, I just want to talk to all the early birds going out to their companies, getting their companies going. Maybe you're ready to sell. Have you thought about it? Yeah, you have. Especially over the last 5 or 6 months with everything going on. You've been thinking about selling your company. You're wondering, how do I go about finding somebody to buy it, getting top dollar for it, and doing it and finding a legitimate buyer, somebody that's got real money, not wasting my time. Well, there's one person and one company that's been doing it longer, better, and bigger than anybody else, and that is Transworld Business Advisors. Andy Cagnetta happens to be a longtime friend who does a lot of great work here in South Florida with charities, and one of the best human beings you will ever meet. He and his guys, 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world, they can actually create competition for your business. They're going to tell you nothing's too big, nothing's too small. So don't come in thinking, well, I don't know how big you guys are. I don't know if this is too small. They're going to help everybody out there. And I want to let you know, they got 40 plus years of experience doing this. So they've been around the block a few times. So if you own a company worth $50,000 to $50 million, I don't care how specialized it is, through the last 40 years, Andy has seen everything. He really has. He and his team are ready to help you for whatever the reason. Retire if you just want to do something different, or just get out because you're concerned this thing's going the wrong way that you built up. Don't worry about it. You let Andy and his team at Transworld take care of you. 954-305-504-8100. That's 504-8100, or visit tworld.com for Transworld Business Advisors.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Slip and slide records. Get down. Finna take it to the highs. Just get on up and get down. For me and my people all across the world. Uh-huh. This song goes out to all the boys.
All right, 560 to Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets right now, log on to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HC2, the Joe WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, so we're just all cracking up that Tom Brady actually got caught lying after the game. Right. Like, of all things for Thursday night football, and what overall wasn't a very good game, but ended up being right down to the wire. But Tom Brady forgot what down it was on a two-minute drill, which nobody has done better in the history of the National Football League. He's had more comebacks and more last-minute drives and marching down, and especially if he just needs a field goal, because he's always had great field goal kickers, right? Nobody's had two better field goal kickers than that guy's had in his career. And so you're thinking, oh my God, a minute 17, down one with that group. Oh my God, it's over. He can just dump it off down there and get it close enough to kick a 40-something yard field goal and win it, you know, or at least throw it on the field goal kicker and say, I got us close enough. But he's throwing incomplete passes, throws one down the field on fourth down, and he thought it was third down. And after the game, he was asked about it, and his coach just flat out lied for him, which I expected. Instead of saying, I don't know, I haven't talked to Tom about it, which he should have done, but he didn't do it. And then Tom just basically lied. He just said, I got to throw it short and just get the first down and not throw it down. Tom, you forgot what down it was. You didn't answer the question. And maybe that's part of his greatness, man, right?
No, Joe, this has nothing to do with his greatness.
No, it is because no.
But then
ego,
that he's a great lie. Joe, this is not a good lie here. Like, and I'll play the sound for you in a second, but if you watch the video of this, he's holding up four fingers. He basically
right?
goes a walk back to the huddle. He looks completely bewildered when they tell him that it was already fourth down.
Right.
He clearly did not know. This was like a J.R. Smith situation here where he just didn't know. And it was like really obvious.
That's a bad example. Ooh, wow. Because J.R. Smith and Tom Brady's careers, that's what I'm talking about as far as like his ego.
Well, it's an example of the scenario, Joe. I wasn't comparing the two players. I do understand J.R. Smith and Tom Brady. But
Brady's moxie wouldn't allow that to.
I did know that, Joe. Thank you for educating me early this morning.
Strictly ego, though, just wouldn't let him just.
You want to hear the answer to this thing?
Yeah.
Was it clear for you guys whether it was third or fourth down on that last play?
Yeah, we just you're up against the clock and you're up against the you know, I knew we had to gain a chunk, so I should have been thinking more first down instead of chunk on that down. So.
All right. Yeah. He didn't want to come out and answer.
Right.
Listen, it's a bad look, man, of a quarterback. Like, the damn quarter. Like, his teammates going, he didn't know it. I can hear him on the bus going back. He didn't know what down it was.
Right.
Hey, he forgot what down it was. He stood out there thinking he had another down. Everybody's going off the field except him, thinking, hey, it's fourth and six. What are you doing?
Right.
No, Tom. That was fourth and six. Incomplete pass. You're done. Let's go home. We lose.
Someone just texted him, Brady should have been in the concussion protocol after that one.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Khalil Mack got after him last night, didn't he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Khalil Mack, I don't know where he's been. Because we talk about all these great pass rushers. The guy has just kind of disappeared, and I don't know if he's been injured or not. He threw that defensive tackle last night, about 340 pounds. He threw him like and a lot of it was leverage and stuff, but he threw him like he was about 140 pounds.
Right.
Threw him down, and of course it's all over, and I see hundreds of thousands of people have already seen it. The video and having fun with it this morning.
He had two sacks, but he had three big hits on Brady.
Yeah. No, it was you got a defense kept him around because their offense is still not very good. Chicago, I mean, they can say whatever they want about Nick Foles. Nick Foles missed a short throw to start the game, missed a guy wide open. I don't know where
Allen
he was throwing
Robinson.
The ball. Allen
Robinson, right, right.
Yeah, so Nick's not exactly the Nick Foles I remember at Philadelphia during that playoff run, for sure. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff. By the way, I haven't even mentioned it. Heat Lakers game 5 tonight, and I know you're thinking, well, it's 3-1, and kind of gave up. And they're going to play him tough again tonight. There is no doubt in my mind. They didn't, like, before they go play the game, they didn't clean out their hotel room and just pack all their stuff, you know, and call for the private plane, you know, at midnight. I think they're going to show up and they're going to get after it. I mean, they are going to get after it.
They're a confident group. Even down 3-1, they're a confident group. That's not what I'm worried about with them.
Have I ever told you the story? It's story time going back again with Uncle Joe. So my rookie year, back then, guys didn't fly so much. A lot of guys brought their own cars, so they drove out of town, right? They had the family or had the – so it wasn't so much about flights unless you were from California and want to fly, you know, drive across the country. But a lot of guys packed the car. So anyway, apparently we were playing – last game was against the Jets in a meaningless game. The season was over my rookie year. And so we get to the Orange Bowl, and Shula comes in. He's mad before the game starts. Like, I go, what the hell? We haven't even played yet. And this guy's already, like, he's crazy. And his assistant coach went out in the parking lot and saw, like, 30 guys' cars were packed.
They were leaving
right after the 1 o'clock game. They're hitting the road. Whoa. They'd all checked out of their apartments and, you know, homes and wherever they lived, because a lot of guys, we didn't have off-season workouts that much, so guys would go back home and to wherever they were from. And he had a list of, like, who it was. He goes, well, I got every guy in this room that's got their car packed out. And if you check out, if I find out you're one of those cars and it checks out, like you know, like, I just want to let you know I know who you are and your car's packed to the top. You got right. stuff over the top. And that's the damn security guy to keep an eye on it. And I was like, wow. I just remember being 21 or 2 years old going, wow.
Welcome to the NFL, rookie.
Like, wow. Right. He is already thinking, because one of his assistant coaches, we had one guy that was named the Rat that told the coach, Carl Tassif, God bless him. I got to finish. It was Carl Tassif. He's been with Coach Shula since they were like 13 years old, professionally, through school together, everything. But he used to, like, love to tell Coach Shula. I just, like, I'm all for, that's your boy, and you got to tell him everything. Like, tell him important things. Like, hey, your wife, you know, started talking to somebody else. I'm a little worried or something like that. That's what your guy does. I don't know if he necessarily rats you out in the parking lot. But anyway, oh,
that
my
stinks.
God.
Right.
I could see the guys, too, the veteran players that already had, you know, the kids were at the game, and they were all leaving right from
right,
the game.
They're going
and the,
home.
And right. the wife wanted to get out of South Florida and get back to Texas, and they were ready to hit the road. And I was like, oh, my God. And he brought that up, and I was like, that'll ruin your uh-huh. last game. You better play your ass off tonight, fellas.
Right. Don't mess up tonight. Right.
Hey, so we got craziness going on in the NFL yesterday. The drama going. Are they going to forfeit a game? What's the league going to do? We'll come back and we'll talk more about this. But we're going to have a lot of football games Monday and Tuesday. So if you don't get enough on Sunday, don't worry about it, because you got plenty on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to tell you all about that when we come back. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I hate doing this, man. We got so much stuff going on today, so many guests coming on, and here I am talking about one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Sooner or later, we all get injured. I don't care if you're young. If you're active and play a team sport or individual sport, sooner or later, unless you are the less than 1%, everybody gets injured sooner or later. And then the question is, like so many people ask me, Joe, where do the pros go? And I tell them, enter Miami, the soccer team, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They all go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. The doctors they have put together, some of the best specialists in the country for every part of the body. So they're not only taking care of the teams here that I just mentioned, but there's a lot of college and professional athletes that come in for second opinions and to get their surgeries done here because they trust the experience and the success of all these great doctors. I'm talking about doctors We got doctors working part-time to fly out just on Sunday to be with other teams and come back because they trust these doctors. That injury you've had, they've seen over and over and over. One goal, always to get you back out playing the sports you love the most as quickly as possible. And by the way, nobody does it better than Doctors Hospital Coral Gables. Hey, the next time you get injured, just remember the name. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Miami Orthopedic Sports Medicine Institute, goes by both names. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment to see those same doctors that work on high school, college, and million-dollar athletes every day.
Make sure you listen for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays here, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not? Actually, I should put in here who's playing, who's not playing. We'll tell you, Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
All right, well, today's travel day as Miami Hurricanes heading up to Clemson and the Miami Dolphins heading out to San Francisco over to Santa Clara to that brand new beautiful stadium out there. Hopefully it's still not smoky out there and those guys can try to get some decent air as they'll be playing the San Francisco 49ers. And of course, tomorrow night, Miami and Clemson. It's pretty interesting because privately, I mean, everybody's hyping the game up and that's ESPN's job to do yesterday. But there are a lot of people saying, Joe, I mean, this is nothing but hype. This, you know, Clemson is like night and day better. And I'm like, well, I mean, that could be, but, you know, if everybody plays their best, I agree. Listen, Hurricanes got to get some turnovers, got to get some tackles for loss, which has always been Manny Diaz's, like, number one stat, right? Tackles for loss.
Always
I think outside of takeaways defensively, or if you want to call them turnovers defensively, his big thing has always been tackles for loss. He loves to see that number at 10, 11, 12, making plays behind the line of scrimmage, obviously. But I always go back to the roots of these two teams starting, and I don't even know if it's up for debate, but the best quarterback running back combination in college football. Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first overall pick. I'll be shocked if he's not. Even if somebody doesn't really need a quarterback, they're going to trade it to somebody for a ransom amount of draft picks. And ETN is freakish. 6.2 average running the ball right now. Doesn't even get to play full games. But here's the one that gets me. He is averaging 19 yards a catch.
Jeez.
And let me just tell you, screens, short passes, break a tackle, and running. I mean, that's very impressive numbers. And, of course, Amari Rodgers out of wide receiver is also a bit of a freak himself. And these guys have put up huge numbers because, again, they're not all playing full games in this, which is the problem you have when if it's about numbers, you don't always get them on the big programs when you only get to play half against half your schedule. So,
you know who leads the nation in sacks and tackles for loss since 2011?
I'm guessing you're going to say
the Clemson Tigers.
The Clemson Tigers. Huh.
The two stats that you know Manny loves, like you just said.
They got another stat that came out yesterday, and it's Ken Dorsey-like. And if I tell you that, you probably got a pretty good idea where I'm going. Trevor Lawrence is 32-1
Jeez.
As a starter.
Jeez.
32-1 as a starter. That's so ridiculous. They were throwing this stuff out. And listen, the point spread is two touchdowns in Vegas and all that. I just hope that motivates these guys even more to like, we got nothing. Let's go out. I love what the offensive coordinator said on the show yesterday, what Coach Lashley had to say about, listen, man, everybody makes that mistake coming in. Well, we got to do this and that's because we don't want to worry about that part of the team and that. You got to go out and just play it like, hey, you can't look at the face and the number and what the NFL said about this guy or that guy. You just got to go out and play, man, and let it go. And that's why all you guys came here. Let's be honest. One of the reasons you came here, So you're going to get a chance to play games like this. And this is the big one.
That's right.
By the way, you know why this is a big one? Because Texas and Oklahoma stink so bad they didn't get this game. That should have been two undefeated teams, and they might have had this one, right? I'm guessing.
They would have had this one, right.
And instead, you know, by the way, Texas is lucky. They had a great comeback in their game 2 weeks ago to come back from two touchdowns down and win. And Oklahoma has just looked awful. And Texas finally loses a game. They should have lost two. So, anyway, it's a great opportunity, man. Nothing to lose. Go up there and find out where you are. And even if it turns out the way everybody thinks, get right back to it, man. Because you know everybody else you're playing is not going to have a talent level. And it'll be great just to play on this stage. It'll be great experience for guys. And you'll find out a lot about this team going forward after that. So, I'm kind of looking forward to that whole thing and how it's going to play out. By the way, talking about the NFL, Zach, we teased you a little bit. The league's trying to figure out what to do. So, as I understand it, if the Tennessee Titans don't have more positive tests today,
right.
They're at 23 right now, they are going to go ahead and play a Tuesday at 6 p.m. game. Again, as long as there's no positive test. The Titans and Bills, which, by the way, it's a sexy game.
Yep, great game.
That you want to play, and if they have these tests and we have positive tests, then I still want to give the league the benefit of the doubt, Roger Goodell, that they had to know this could happen at some point this year. Maybe not to this amount with one team. Because one team screws up everybody. It just does. It screws up. And then on top, that's a really good team. And the whole thing about, like, other teams don't want you just to forfeit and give teams they're battling with an easy win. So they don't want to really do this forfeit thing. They're going to come down hard on them for whatever protocol rules they've broken. But I agree, man. You don't want to do forfeits. You got to figure a way to get these in. And the league has had months to work on this, right? Hasn't the league?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Here's our worst case scenario. Four teams, what are we going to do? Like, and then all these guys that are really smart, they're making a lot of money in New York, called the NFL Big Office. Roger Goodell and all those people around him who have a lot more education, can figure out numbers, dates, schedules. Like, somebody does this for a living. Like, help us out. What can we do?
Well, there has to be contingency plans already set in place just in case of what can and can't happen, what days we can and can't use, what times we can, what happens to this if we switch to this. Does the TV station get this? Does Fox get this? Does CBS get this? It just, it's unbelievable that it's one team right now, the Titans, that are dictating almost the last 2 weeks of scheduling. Because, like you said, if they get a positive test, Thursday night football stays the same between the Bills and Chiefs. If they don't, Bills and Chiefs moves to Sunday. And then we saw the Broncos and the Patriots game. They're going to move to an early Monday night game. And I mean early. I mean, it's perfect for us. It's a 5 o'clock game on Monday. But the Titans game right now, or the Titans team right now, legitimately for now two straight weeks have been dictating the NFL schedule.
If they come in today and a practice squad or a coach or a player has it, it's done.
Right.
Now we'll go, all right, NFL, what's next?
Right.
Hey, I'll tell you what's coming up next. I'm glad you said what's next. Oh, I said it. Devon Godshaw, defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Larry Bluestein's going to join us, talk some high school football, these crazy, crazy comeback dates and everything else, and the comments that had people upset yesterday. We're going to have all that for you in our high school stuff coming up here. Plus some crazy, crazy numbers we're going to talk to Blue about, Dave Broward of Palm Beach County, this morning as well. So we're going to have all that for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with one of our favorite guys to come on the radio, Devon Godshaw, will join us. But right now, I want to talk to you about something I'm really passionate about, my Tahoe. Oh, my Chevy Tahoe. I love big and roomy and fun to drive, especially during these crazy times when older people like Joe Rose are staying home. And trying to stay safe. Listen, nothing like getting in my... It's like going out on a date. Just me and my Chevy Tahoe driving around with the music up, having a little fun, making phone calls in the car. Oh, man, it's great. Listen, I want you this weekend, if you've got some time and you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV, to spend a little bit of time and see the best overall products the Chevrolet family has ever put together with fantastic deals. Chevy Open Road Sale event is on and going strong for you. So if you want to take a look at the Tahoes or Suburban or all the different style Silverado trucks, or if you just want something midsize, something a little smaller, but you still need that space, you still need a great price, and you want something that's really, really safe for you and your family, got it. The 2020 Traverse just fits all the boxes. Midsize SUV is spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that style. And the 2020 Equinox SUV, that's our smaller SUV. But again, the technology, the active safety features really is just fun to drive. And finally, that 2020 Chevy Blazer, this is a weekend. You take a test drive in that, you're going to go, okay, I'm in. What's it going to cost me? Yeah, well, listen, we got great deals. I'm glad you asked. Great deals going on. Hey, no excuses this weekend. If you're in the market for something new right now, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Great deals in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.